Hello and welcome to Habemus Papam, episode 46, Saint Hilarius.
Dear brothers and sisters, annuntio vobis.
Annuntio vobis.
Annuntio vobis gaudium magnum.
Gaudium magnum.
Gaudium magnum.
Habemus Papam.
Hey everyone, let's get started with St. Hilarius, and we've already met him as we mentioned last episode. And to start right off the bat, Hilarius is just Latin for Hilary, like Hilary of Poitiers. And it sounds like our English word hilarious, as in something very funny, but he wasn't probably named this because he was a really funny guy. In fact, it's probably the opposite of what he was. He seems like a very stern, kind of solemn kind of pope. Now, the earliest we hear about Hilarius comes from his time as deacon to St. Leo, as the papal legate to the robber council of Ephesus. He was the one who wrote the one word, contradicted, and then had to try and escape from the council chamber and the city of Ephesus from the 1,000 anti-Nestorian monks who were beating people up for opposing the will of the council. We've got a letter from St. Leo to the empress at the time where he apologizes that a letter he was supposed to send her via Hilarius was unable to reach her because Hilarius, with difficulty, fled and returned. And we also have a letter from Hilarius himself, apologizing to the empress and telling her the whole story. Apparently, he made his escape by hiding in the chapel of St. John the Apostle in Ephesus. St. John has always had this association with Ephesus. It's believed that that's where he died. And so this prompted Hilarius to have a huge devotion to St. John, so much so that when he became pope in 461 after the death of St. Leo I, he built a chapel dedicated to St. John the Evangelist at the Lateran, which is still attached today to the baptistry there. And over the door he had written, Liberatori suo beato Ioanni Evangelista Hilarius Episcopus Famulus Christi, which we translate, to his liberator St. John the Evangelist from Hilary, Bishop and Servant of Christ. So you can still go there and see all this. It's kind of cool. And the majority of what we know about St. Hilarius' time as pope surrounds maintaining a papal authority and adjudicating issues which had been appealed to Rome. So at this time, there were issues in Gaul and Spain which ended up on his desk. One bishop had illegally gotten himself consecrated in Gaul, and the rest of the area protested it. Another issue is that a bishop in one part of Gaul consecrated a bishop in a diocese that didn't fall under his jurisdiction. And so St. Hilarius had to kind of sort all these issues out with letters and decretals given to the bishops of Gaul. Now, along with Gaul, he had to deal with another instance of misconduct in Spain. Apparently, the bishop of Barcelona designated another bishop to inherit his title and wealth when he died. And St. Hilarius took up the issue at a synod held at Santa Maria Maggiore in Rome in 465. And he wrote that some think that the episcopate, which is not given except to those who excel in merit, is not a divine office but an inherited gain. So basically, they saw it not in terms of a vocation that one is called to in order to serve the people of God, but as a sort of power or prestige that can be passed down. So the synod declared that this was totally illegitimate. One can't pass down one's office through inheritance. Finally, there was some Roman business that he had to take care of. Apparently, the emperor hired a heretic for a key imperial job, and he started watering down laws against heresy in Rome. And Pope Hilarius called him out in public, and when the emperor attended mass at St. Peter's Basilica, he was like, you got to change this guy. He's not doing the right thing. And that's about all I have on St. Hilarius. He seems to have been a pretty middle-of-the-road administrator as pope. He thankfully dealt with all the drama while he was a deacon and he had relatively peaceful papacy. So he died on February 28th, 468, and he was buried at St. Lawrence outside the walls. And he was succeeded by the 47th pope, St. Simplicius, but we'll have to wait to hear about him next week. Thanks for listening to Habemus Papam. You can check out the rest of the Catholic Bites podcast at catholicbitespodcast.com or find us on iTunes. Thank you and God bless.